Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's under an extreme cold warning with air temperatures double digits below zero in the state. International Falls was the coldest at 32 below zero. It dropped to minus 31 in Cook and Ely, 29 below in Bemidji and Hibbing, minus 28 in Duluth, Grand Rapids, and Park Rapids, 26 below at Brainerd, and minus 21 in the Twin Cities, St. Cloud, and Rochester. Schools are closed across the state today due to the frigid cold, and many districts have moved to e-learning. Mayor Jacob Fry is pushing back against Vice President J.D. Vance's criticism of Minneapolis. During his visit Thursday, Vance singled out Minneapolis, saying ICE faces greater chaos here than Los Angeles and Chicago.
Maybe the problem is unique to Minneapolis, and we believe that it is. And it's the lack of cooperation between state and local law enforcement and federal law enforcement.
Mayor Fry responded,
"What makes Minneapolis different is that we have an influx of 3,000 federal agents on our street, and we're not the size of New York City or Los Angeles. What makes us different is we're seeing constitutional violations play out in real time."
Fry says his door was open to meeting with Vance, but he wasn't invited to the vice president's roundtable yesterday. Despite the frigid cold temperatures, today is Ice Out of Minnesota, a day of truth and freedom, which includes a rally in March in Minneapolis. Janae Bates Imari of Faith in Minnesota says the movement's been building.
Hundreds of businesses have already signed on. So have students. So have hundreds of organizations and labor unions, hundreds of faith institutions and communities. And we are calling for this to be a day where no one shops, no one goes to school, no one goes to work.
The march begins at 2 p.m. at the Commons in Minneapolis, and a rally will follow inside Target Center. A lot of couples in Minnesota are signed up for free Valentine's Day weddings in a state courthouse. Kim Pletica with the Minnesota Judicial Branch says a ceremony started 13 years ago in Hennepin and Ramsey counties.
But other courthouses do go out of their way to decorate. Most of them have fresh flowers. Usually it's in a courtroom, so you are able to bring in your friends and family. Enough people who can fit into the courtroom.
Pletica says you can register for a free Valentine's Day wedding online at mncourts.gov or by calling one of the 10 courthouses. And the Minnesota Wild needed overtime to beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-3 last night at Grand Casino Arena. Kirill Kaprizov's second goal of the night was the game winner for Minnesota in OT. The Wild will play the Florida Panthers on Saturday night as the finale of Hockey Day Minnesota. This is MNN.